Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sunshine notice, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Board of Commissioners, public meeting agenda for Tuesday, February 18, 2025. The time is now 7:11. Pursuant to the requirements of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 21st, 2024 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Evans is absent, excused. Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Kelly.
Here.
All present except for Commissioner Evans. He's absent, excused.
Thank you. Minutes, Madam Clerk?
Thank you. Yes, we have Board of Commissioner meeting minutes for January 7th, 2025, and January 21st, 2025.
Move it.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
We have executive session minutes for October 1st, 2024, October 15th, 2024, November 7th, 2024. November 21st, 2024, December 10, 2025, and December 17, 2025, sessions 1 and 2.
Move it. Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
I for all except December 17, session 1 and 2.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
All except for November 7th.
Mayor Kelly.
I abstain from November 7th as well.
And that's it for minutes.
Communications, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. The Nutley East Little League has submitted an event application for a flea market to take place on Sunday, April 27th and May 18th, 2025, from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 250 Hancock Avenue parking lot. And the Nutley Music Boosters Association has submitted a letter requesting permission to hold an on-premise merchandise raffle on Sunday, March 16th, 2025.
Move it. Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
That's it for communications.
Thank you. Reports. I see Commissioner Evans has submitted a code enforcement report for December 24 and for the fourth quarter, and a code enforcement report for the month of January 2025. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have my reports for the Department of Public Safety. Thank you, Mayor.
Do we have any public comment on agenda items only? This is for comment on agenda items only. Oh, sorry. Skip the bills. We'll get to the public comment on agenda items only. Thank you, Commissioner Tucci. Madam Clerk, bills?
Bills. Thank you. Bill list for February 18, 2025. Public Affairs, $144,336.53. Revenue and Finance, $3,017,176.80. Public Safety, $51,402.86. Public Works, $51,237.80. Parks and Public Property, $204,190. And Water Utility for $13,276.72. Payroll as of February 14th, 2025. Regular payroll total, $1,005,440.85. Overtime payroll total, $66,930.39. Total payroll, $1,072,371.24. For a grand total of $4,553,902.85.
Second.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
I'm sorry, Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye. Now we have public comment on agenda items only. Anyone wishing to be heard on agenda items only, please approach the microphone and state your name for the record on agenda items only, please. Seeing none, we'll do Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Tucci.
I'm good, Mayor. Thank you.
Commissioner.
Good, Mayor.
I just like to say that, again, there's been a tick up in house break-ins people looking to like pry your doors open now and get your car keys. So please lock your doors. It was quiet in the fall and all of a sudden it's ticking up. I recommend, I happen to have three dogs, and it seems like if you have a dog, they go to the next house that barks. So a dog, to adopt one, save a life might be a good idea at this time. I want to thank the Nutley Police Department too. It seems like every time somebody tries to get in, we do catch them. Unfortunately, with our laws in the state of New Jersey, they're out the same day that they get locked up. So anybody in the audience or on Zoom cares to contact their legislators and say what a disaster bail reform is, because in my opinion it is. It's in every town now. A good friend of mine in Lyndhurst, they tried breaking in his house, and he actually confronted them. Not the right thing to do. But, you know, the Nutley Police Department's doing the best we can. And in closing, if you see something in your neighborhood that is off color to you, make sure you call the police department. You're not bothering anyone. A lot of times we get phone calls after the fact, and people are like, yeah, I saw something that looked like, you know, looked suspicious to me, but I didn't want to bother anybody at the police department. Trust me, you're helping yourself, your neighbors, us at the police department. If you see something, say something. That's it, Mayor.
Thank you, and I would just like to congratulate the Public Affairs and Health Department on a excellent Heart Health Month celebration. We had our customary heart health walk and yoga in the morning, and in the afternoon we had our axe throwing event, and we had the owner of the Jersey Axe House in Nutley said that we had the oldest participant in his since he's been in business, and he started during COVID. A 94-year-old axe thrower came out, so there's plenty of ways to get your heart pumping this month. Be mindful of your heart health. It is Heart Health Month. Be on the lookout for some additional activities. And I think moving on, we'll take the rest of our agenda out of order, and I think we'll jump to Commissioner Tucci.
Thank you, Mayor. Once again this year, I have the honor on behalf of the Board of Commissioners of offering this resolution. Whereas on Saturday, March 1st, 2025, the Nutley Irish American Association will hold its 46th annual St. Patrick's Day Parade to celebrate the legend and spirit of St. Patrick through a fun-filled, good old-fashioned parade and to promote an atmosphere of benevolence, friendship, and community spirit. Whereas St. Patrick's Day honors the cultural traditions of the Irish, but also historic American commitment to embrace the multifaceted traditions of all immigrant people who have come to our shores. Whereas the Nutley Irish American Association celebrated its annual St. Patrick's Day Parade Grand Marshal Dinner on Saturday, February 1st, 2025 at the Brownstone in Patterson, which was another outstanding event. And whereas this year's Grand Marshal is John Kaufman, this year's Deputy Grand Marshal is Kevin Smythe, the Member of the Year is Mary T. Dara, the Parade Queen is Rachel May Hamilton, and our Officer of the Year is Brendan Sim. Whereas all of our honorees have been dedicated members of the Nutley Irish American Association for years, providing unwavering support of the events and everything else that the club organizes and consistently helps in any way they can, all while enjoying the camaraderie and joy of being a member. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, join with the citizens of Nutley to salute and congratulate all of our parade dignitaries as they are honored here this evening. I very proudly move this resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracca.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye.
Mayor, if I might, I see we have our contingent here once again this year from our Nutley Irish. I'd like to welcome you on behalf of the entire board. I'd also like to thank you, all right, not only for the parade and for all the great events that you put on for us, but for what you do for the community. I mean, this is just one element of what happens on behalf of the Nutley Irish. I mean, you're involved in everything from the cancer fund to raising money for anyone that needs it, helping each other out. I mean, what you do is the glue that keeps communities like ours together. So I just want to thank you. I want to congratulate you. I know your president is here, and your trustees are here with you this evening in addition to the honorees. And we have one of our newest Irish members, Judy Mack. Want to hold the baby up? There he goes. John Joseph, God bless you. And it's just great to be associated with you, and I'm just very proud to be part of your organization.
I'd like to congratulate you. We look forward to the parade. Hopefully the weather prevails. We don't need any snow this year, and or no rain. So we look forward to the parade and everything that you do for the community, as Commissioner Tucci said. So let's have a great parade.
I just like to add that the St. Patrick's Day Parade, since I've been in office for the last 17 years, or how many it's been, is this my favorite day of the year. I usually go home not feeling much pain that night either, because you guys know how to party. But this is a quick, funny story. I don't know if Maura was the mayor at the time, or Joe, or who was, but somebody couldn't make it, and I had the honor of speaking at the dinner. And I'll never, things that stick in your head after all these years, this is one of the things that I'll be part of my send-off is, I get up to the mic, I really don't know what to say, so I said, I don't know, a guy by the name of Alphonse Petracco doing a speech at the Nutley Irish Dinner is kind of weird, right? How much more Italian can I get than that? But you guys always make me feel welcome. You are really part of the Nutley family, and let's pray for good weather and good luck to the parade, and thank you for always having me.
So the high holy day of the season is March 1st, but Christmas Eve, as I always say, is this weekend. It's the pub crawl where we honor the parade sponsors. So looking forward to drinking with you guys, and I'm also looking forward to seeing each one of you lead us down the avenue on March 1st, the high holy day of the year, to as fine examples of Irish heritage. I'm looking forward to it, and you guys are always never disappoint. So thank you, and congratulations.
Would everyone like to come up for a picture? Deidre, would you like to say something?
Sure. Thank you, commissioners, all of you. Thank you personally for your support and the support of all of your departments. It takes a village to run a parade, and we're so happy to have you in our village. My trustees and I work hard all year round fundraising for the parade. I think it's the biggest day of the year in Nutley. It's a lot of work. We don't get paid for it. You know, we do it because when you walk down the street and you see how happy everyone in town is, it really makes it worth it. And being here obviously reminds me of Tom McHenry and all of the work that he's done with the organization. And I'm hoping he sends us better weather than he did last year. That would be appreciated. Are you listening, Tom? So thank you all.
Thanks, Steve.
Okay. All right. We'll go back to ordinances, and I'll take both of them. I can find where I put them. The first one we have is ordinance number 3577, which is an ordinance on the board of commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, governing and regulating the sale of tobacco, hemp, and related products to minors. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law. That further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners shall be held on its second reading on March 18th. So moved.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. The other ordinance on for this evening is ordinance number 3579, ordinance providing for the acquisition of new equipment in by the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, New Jersey, appropriating $53,000. Therefore, be it ordained by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in County of Essex and New Jersey. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners shall be held on a second reading on March 18th, 2025. I move the ordinance.
Second. Aye.
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 Aye. Commissioner Tucci, would you want to read Commissioner Evans' one resolution?
Sure.
And roll right into yours.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer is hereby authorized to refund overpayments of tax charges in the amount of $3,006.20 for the following accounts. Block number 7605, lot 10, 51 Steger Street, in the amount of $3,006.20 for the 2024 year. I move the resolution.
Second.
Aye.
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 Whereas sealed bids were received for heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration service and purchase of equipment on February 12, 2025 in the Township of Nutley, and whereas Advanced Mechanical Corp., 9 Folsom Court, Passaic, New Jersey, was the low bidder at a service per hour rate of $75 and with an upcharge on materials of only 5%. Whereas the contract is not to exceed $120,000 and funds are available from account 5-01-508-200 in the amount of $30,000 and capital ordinance 3555 in the amount of $90,000 for services contingent upon adoption of the 2025 budget with an option to extend for 1 year and have been certified by the chief financial officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for heating, air conditioning, refrigeration service, and purchase of equipment be awarded to Advanced Mechanical Corp. I move the resolution.
Second.
Aye.
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 Whereas sealed bids were received for roofing services and purchase of supplies on February 12, 2025 in the Township of Nutley, and whereas Gabriel Roofing and Siding, Inc., 125 Kensal Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, was the low bidder with a service per hour rate of $80 per hour and material upcharge of 20%, and whereas the contract is not to exceed $90,000 and funds are available from account 5-01-508-200 in the amount of $10,000 and capital ordinance 3555 in the amount of $80,000 for services contingent upon adoption of the 2025 budget with an option to extend for 1 year and have been certified by the chief financial officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for roofing service and purchase of supplies be awarded to Gabriel Roofing and Siding, Inc. I move the resolution.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Whereas sealed bids were also received for plumbing service and purchase on February 12, 2025 in the Township of Nutley, and whereas Essex County All Clear LLC, 54 Greylock Avenue, Belleville, New Jersey, was a low bidder with a service rate per hour of $103.71 and a material upcharge of 5%, and whereas the contract is not to exceed $90,000 and funds are available from account 5-01-508-200 in the amount of $10,000 and capital ordinance 3555 in the amount of $80,000 for services contingent upon adoption of the 2025 budget with an option to extend for 1 year and have been certified by the chief financial officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract for plumbing service and purchase be awarded to Essex County All Clear LLC. I move the resolution.
Second.
Aye.
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 That's all I have.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Scarpelli, I see you have nothing on this evening.
Nothing tonight, Mayor.
And same for you, Commissioner Petracco.
Correct.
I have five on for this evening. The first one is resolution number 5325 for various raffle licenses, whereas raffle license applications have been received from the following organizations: John H. Walker Middle School, PTO, license number 1725, on-premise 50-50 cap, cash raffle Saturday, May 10th, 2025, John H. Walker Middle School PTO, license 1825, on-premise merchandise raffle. Saturday, May 10th, 2025, Nutley Family Service Bureau, license number 1925, casino night. Friday, March 14th, 2025, Nutley Family Service Bureau, license number 2025, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle. Friday, March 14th, 2025, LA Music Boosters Association, license number 2125, on-premise merchandise raffle. Sunday, March 16th, 2025. Whereas applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, that the aforementioned licenses are hereby approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said licenses. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The second one I have on for this evening is Resolution Number 5825. This is designating the month of March as National Women's History Month. Whereas in 1988, the month of March was designated by the United States Congress as National Women's History Month. Whereas Women's History Month began as a local week-long celebration in Santa Rosa, California in 1978, the Education Task Force of the Sonoma County Commission on the Status of Women planned the week and timed it with International Women's Day. Whereas Women's History Month promotes the teaching of women's history and the achievements of women throughout the world. Whereas it is important for the residents of the township to recognize the growing contributions and achievements of women of the Township of Nutley and the State of New Jersey, and therefore it be resolved that the Board of Commissioners and the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey call upon all citizens of Nutley to observe the month of March as National Women's History Month 2025, at which time we encourage all residents to recognize the courageous and powerful women, past, present, who have rendered a service to our nation, to our state, and to our township. Also, therefore, be resolved in 2025, Women's History Month celebrates the theme, Moving Forward Together, Women Educating and Inspiring Generations. The theme was chosen to honor the influence of women who have dedicated themselves to leadership, mentorship, and education. Be it further resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley call upon all citizens of Nutley to observe International Women's Day, Friday, March 8th, a global day celebrating the economic, political, and social achievements of women's past, present, and future since 1911. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. The next resolution I have on for this evening is Resolution Number 5925. Unfortunately, month is also Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Whereas colorectal cancer, or CRC, refers to colon cancer and rectal cancer, which is the second deadliest and fourth most common cancer in the United States. Whereas more than 150,000 people are diagnosed and more than 50,000 people die from the disease each year. Whereas the rate of colorectal cancer affecting younger people is on the rise, but is highly preventable with on-time routine screening options that sometimes can be completed at home, such as a stool DNA sample and a fecal test. Whereas if abnormal/positive stool DNA or fecal test results occur, a follow-up colonoscopy is required. Individuals at an increased risk may need to get screened earlier, especially if they have a condition like Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, or family history of colorectal cancer. Whereas it is important to note that CRC can develop without symptoms. If you experience symptoms such as blood in the stool, persistent constipation or diarrhea, stomach aches and pains that do not go away, or you're losing weight for no reason, please speak with a healthcare provider. Whereas a healthcare provider is finding abnormal tissue growth inside the colon or rectum due to timely routine screenings, colorectal cancer has a 91% survival rate. And therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, on behalf of the residents of the Township of Nutley, do hereby proclaim the month of March 2025 as Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month and urge all Nutley residents to seek assistance in obtaining facts and information about early detection and prevention. The Nutley Department of Public Affairs and Health, in partnership with Hackensack Meridian Mountainside Medical Center, will be offering free colorectal cancer education and an easy detect fecal occult kits on March 11th from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Registration is not required. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye. And again, unfortunately, month is also Multiple Myeloma Awareness Month, and I know Commissioner Evans, who's not here this evening, is a very strong advocate of this advocacy. Resolution number 6025, whereas multiple myeloma is a blood cancer that affects over 176,404 people yearly worldwide, and whereas the symptoms most commonly associated with multiple myeloma are bone pain and in the spine, ribs, and pelvis, fatigue, weight loss, frequent infections, and kidney problems. Whereas in March, we unite to raise awareness of this little-known blood cancer through collaboration, advocacy, and education to work toward better treatments, enhanced patient outcomes, and eventually a cure. Whereas multiple myeloma is the second most common type of leukemia in adults and is the most common in African-American people over 65 and individuals with a family history of multiple myeloma. Whereas in 2025, we are celebrating progress, resilience, and hope by empowering individuals to share their milestones in the fight against multiple myeloma. Whereas while there is no cure for multiple myeloma, treatments can help patients live longer and improve their quality of life, and new treatments and therapies are being developed all the time, so it is important to see a doctor if you experience any symptoms of this disease. And now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, do hereby recognize March as Multiple Myeloma Awareness Month and urge all citizens in Nutley to support efforts and activities that bring awareness and education to finding a cure for multiple myeloma during the month of March and throughout the year. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Kelly.
Aye. The last one I have on for this evening is resolution number 6125, and this recognizes the month of March as National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month. Whereas Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month is an annual observation held in March to raise awareness about developmental disabilities, promote understanding, advocate for the rights and needs of individuals with these conditions, whereas the purpose of this observance is to increase public knowledge about developmental disabilities such as autism spectrum disorder, intellectual disability, cerebral palsy, and Down syndrome, highlight the unique challenges and abilities of people with developmental disabilities, promote inclusion, accessibility, and equal opportunities for individuals with these conditions, and advocate for policies and services that support their well-being and independence. Whereas you can participate by learning about the history of disability activism, invite guest speakers, or organize a panel session, partner with organizations that serve people with disabilities, donate to organizations that promote workforce inclusion for people with disabilities, encourage friends, family, and coworkers to wear orange to show support. Whereas as the Township of Nutley is committed to enhancing the lives of disabled, our disabled community, in particular the 21 and older population that is looking to gain meaningful employment through the Rise Beyond Committee. The Rise Beyond Committee, is in partnership with the Nutley Board of Education, will be hosting its second informational session with panelists from various expert agencies on March 24th, 2025, in the Nutley High School Media Center. And therefore, be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, recognizes March 2025 as National Developmental Disabilities Awareness Month and urges all residents of the Township of Nutley to join them in recognizing our fellow citizens with such disabilities with both encouragement and opportunities necessary to lead productive lives and achieve their full potential. So moved.
Second.
Aye.
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 Aye. I have no further resolutions. At this time, we will open the meeting up to the public. Any member of the public can approach the microphone and state their name for the record and on any issue that they wish to bring before the Board of Commissioners. Seeing none, Mr. Bruno, I believe we have a need for an executive session.
Mayor, if I could just interrupt you, I probably should have requested this in the beginning of the meeting, but if we could have a moment of silence, Linda Doucette's husband, Butch, passed away yesterday, and I have to tell you, Linda and her husband did a lot for this town, many organizations, and just super nice people and supporters of all five of us in a big way. So if you don't mind giving a moment of silence.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. At this time, we'll have a moment of silence for Butch.
Thank you, Mayor.
I believe we have a need for executive, Mr. Bruno. I'll entertain a motion to go into closed executive session.
Move it.
Second.
Of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975 permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances. And whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley move into closed executive session to discuss contract negotiations, be it further resolved that at the time when such discussions may be disclosed to the public shall be when and as such disclosures may be made without adversely affecting the township, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters, and other matters within the exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye, and we won't be conducting any more business after the executive session. Our next meeting would be Tuesday, March 4th, 2025, at 7 p.m. We also have the joint Board of Commissioners, all the town board meeting tomorrow, February 19th at 7 p.m. as well. So I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move it. Second.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Kelly?
Aye.
The time is now 7:45.